Good afternoon. Welcome to House Labor and Commerce for Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. And I hope everybody's done their taxes.
We're going to extend.
What are taxes?
Or done an extension. Please turn off your cell phones or turn them down to silent. Members present are Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Birch, Representative Josephson, Vice Chair Wool, and myself, Chair Quito. Representative Stutz and Representative Knopp are excused today. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Support staff today, our recording secretary is Caitlin Ellis. Thank you, Caitlin. LIO moderator is Ben Manley. Thank you, Ben. We have two items on the agenda today, but we have pulled House Bill 83. We are still working on a committee substitute, and we'll be bringing that back before the committee when we do have a committee substitute that we're ready to work on. So that brings us to House Bill 222, licensure of manicurists and nail technicians. And public testimony has been closed. We are at committee discussion. And I guess, Representative Klayman, if you want to just do a couple of sentences to reintroduce the bill and the issue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is really before the legislature, because when we passed the nail technician bill a couple of years ago, there were some errors with regard to the grandfather clause and how we treat people who have been successfully working in the nail industry for the last several years, and this is a bill that fixes that error that we made, because what essentially happened was you got grandfathered for only 3 years, and then you have to go back and take the whole class, and the whole idea of the experience was if you have the experience, you shouldn't have to take the class. So this fixes that problem.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor, Representative Sullivan Leonard?
Thank you, through the chair. Just to clarify, Mr. Klayman, with regard to the manicurist testing, regardless of whether they've had prior experience, they still have to pass the test, correct? Then that way we know that they've gotten the skills that they need for sterilization skills and tools and what have you, right?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. The other thing that the bill does is that there was a concern that the department only had the test translated into four languages, and there's a number of nail technicians who don't speak one of those four languages, so there's provisions to make sure the department makes accommodations for those who may not speak one of the four languages the test is translated into. But everyone would still have to take the test.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? I do have a question, Representative Klayman. So on the nail technician component, will they still have a continuing education requirement? And does that continuing education requirement have health and safety components?
Mr. Chair, I actually don't believe today there's a continuing education requirement for nail technicians, and so this wouldn't add one. That's not present today as far as I'm aware.
So it doesn't exist in the statute?
That's my understanding.
If I may make a comment, Owen Phillips, staffer, Representative Klayman, Mr. Chair. The component of taking the test, for those who are unable to take the test, they would be required to go take education, but that's only to allow them to take, that would be an option for them to get the necessary skills to take the exam to be able to renew their license. So this does not mean that one would be unable to take the educational credits, but they are not required to. The exam then would sit in for whatever educational,
continuing education.
Continuing education component of their career.
Okay, thank you. We also have Ms. Janie Hovenden in the room available for questions from the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing. So any other comments or questions? Seeing none, Representative Wool.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the CS for HB 222 version 30-LS0803/O be passed from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections to the motion as stated? Seeing, hearing no objections, House Bill 222 moves from committee. And we, just for clarity purposes, I have canceled the Friday and Saturday meetings this week. We do have a meeting scheduled for next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we do have some agenda items identified for Monday. We have 229 Oil and Gas, HB 229 Oil and Gas Business Bond. And then it'll be other bills that we've heard, and we'll have to see if we are in 24-hour notice, and we are going to keep the committee open and active while we move into our extra innings here. So with that, we will go ahead and adjourn House Labor and Commerce at 3:30, and members present, can you stay until we finish signing the paperwork? Thank you. We are adjourned at 3:31 p.m.